Joe Mixon did not play a single down last season, and he is a free agent without a team as this publishes, which is why a back who ran for 1,000 yards and scored 11 touchdowns as recently as 2024 is going at pick 264. This is the second episode in this batch with no fantasy line to read because there is not one, zero games. So we price the resume, the injury, and the silence around both. There is no production to report from last year. A foot injury that first appeared off the field cost him the entire season, and we will not invent a number where there is none. What the file holds is a genuine workhorse. As recently as 2024, Mixon carried it 245 times for over 1,000 yards, and 11 scores, 1,300 scrimmage yards, a bell cow season in Houston. Back that up in the resume is a decade of durable high volume running. That is the name the price is trading on, a real one, until last year. The career arc, told plainly, is a long run of workhorse seasons ending at a wall, heavy usage through 2024, then a lost year and a release. He turns 30 this season, at a position where 30 is late, and a lost year at that age is a warning, not a blip. The pattern beat has two entries, and both are sobering. Our aging cohort docks running backs from career year 5 onward by about a point a game, 71 across the decade, and this is Mixon's year 10. And our injury work is blunt. Players coming off a lost season recover to a median of about 70% of their prior form, with only 1 in 3 getting most of the way back. A 30-year-old back off a full lost season sits squarely in that discount.
Muffed!
The situation is the whole problem. There is no situation. Houston released him this spring after trading for another back, per the reporting, and Mixon has stayed unsigned since. The team described the foot as a freak issue that did not improve as hoped, and it required surgery. Both the club and his own camp have called his availability for the season uncertain, per the beat. You cannot price a role that does not exist for a body that may not be ready. If a team signs him and he is right, the volume history says he can still be a lead back. Both of those ifs are doing enormous work. The price, running back 76 at pick 264, a lottery ticket rather than a draft pick. Our verdict, watch list, the only call you can make on a 30-year-old free agent coming off a lost season with an uncertain foot. We cannot endorse a back with no team, no confirmed health, and an aging curve against him. And we cannot fully fade a recent 1,000-yard workhorse the moment he lands somewhere with a pulse. The caveat is the entire bet. If he signs a real role in the footholds, the 2024 tape says the talent is still there. And if he stays unsigned or the health does not clear, 264 is a name you never roster. Watch the transaction wire first, whether he signs at all, then any dated report clearing the foot, then the backfield he lands in. The resume is real. The last 12 months are the reason it is this cheap. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.